And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 7th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of the Australian author Thomas Keneally, born in Sydney, 1935, entered the seminary to become a priest, was there for 6 years, had second thoughts, left to become a writer. He said later, "I thought if I get published, I can make up for the fact that I'm a mad, ruined monk and work my way into society, including the society of girls." He's written many novels, several books of nonfiction, best known to us as the author of Schindler's Ark, the book on which the Steven Spielberg film Schindler's List was based. His latest book is Three Famines, Starvation and Politics, came out last year, about the role of government and the outcomes of three famous famines: the Irish potato famine of the 19th century, the 1943 famine in Bengal, and the Ethiopian famines of the 70s and 80s. It's the birthday of the poet Diane Ackerman, born Waukegan, Illinois, 1948, who blends science and literary art. Her first book of poems entirely about astronomy, called The Planets, A Cosmic Pastoral, best known for her book A Natural History of the Senses, came out in the 90s. And last year she published a memoir called 100 Words for Love, about her husband, a novelist, Paul West, who in 2005 suffered a stroke and suffered immense damage to the key language areas of his brain. He'd had a huge vocabulary, and he was reduced to a single syllable, mem. Took him years to recover the ability to speak. Diane Ackerman, who wrote, "It began in mystery, and it will end in mystery, but what a savage and beautiful country lies in between." It's the birthday of the Danish physicist Niels Bohr, born in Copenhagen, 1885, who theorized that atoms were composed of a small, dense nucleus orbited by electrons, and came up with the idea of complementarity, that things like light or electrons can have a dual nature. And it was on this day in San Francisco, 1955, Allen Ginsberg read his poem Howl at the Six Gallery, a reading to promote the art gallery as organized by the poet Kenneth Rexroth. Gary Snyder was there and Jack Kerouac. Ginsberg was the second to the last to read. He started at about 11 o'clock at night. He was 29 years old. He'd never taken part in a poetry reading before. Started off very quietly, but as he read, he found his rhythm, took a deep breath before each of the long lines in the poem, and then said each line in one breath. Read the whole thing, and the audience went wild. Here's a poem for today by Ursula K. Le Guin, A Request. Should my tongue be tied by stroke, listen to me as if I spoke and said to you, my dear, my friend, stay here a while and take my hand. My voice is hindered by this clot, but silence says what I cannot, and you can answer as you please such undemanding words as these. Or let our conversation be a mute and patient amity, sitting all the words bygone like a stone beside a stone. It takes a while to learn to talk the long language of the rock. A Request by Ursula K. Le Guin, from Finding My Elegy, New and Select Poems, 1960 to 2010, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world, you can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.